Leroy.
Hey, they put it on them. Now, woo! I sent out a text yesterday, and it goes to the point that I have made about Jimmy even while he was here, right? Jimmy averages 17 points, blah, 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 blah. And my contention was, is that he's a hell of a player, but that, can that be your number one? And when I watched that game, you know what I thought?
What?
And I send a text. That looks like the Heat when Jimmy was on it.
Yeah, correct.
Right? And so,
same situation for sure.
While people say that I'm disrespecting Jimmy, I'm not disrespecting Jimmy at all. I'm not diminishing what Jimmy can do. But I'm saying this. And we've said this about other players. We say this about quarterbacks in the NFL. Right? Can Jimmy be your number one and win a championship? Things can align. And things aligned a couple of times when they made it to the finals.
Yeah.
But if you look at all the number ones in the league, if I make Jimmy a number one, where do you rank Jimmy? And I'm talking about everything.
I'd say middle of the pack.
Right.
For the most part. I mean, he's a good defender, but he's old.
But your team.
Yeah.
If your star player is in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Can't be successful.
For sure.
And so when I watched that game and watched Jimmy picking and choosing when to be aggressive, when to get to the foul line and whatever, what happens when you're younger is you can take that pounding. As you get older, and I'm going to tell you what they call it. There's a word for it.
What's
it's that? Called veteran savvy. Which basically means you can't take that hit, and so you're going to pick and choose when to do it.
Yes.
But that's not what the Warriors needed, nor what the Heat needed at times. They need him to always be that guy. Because you are the number one.
Leroy, this is too wise for me. Let's go! In your face, Jimmy Butler! In your face! 11 points? Are you kidding me? What a bum, dude! Remember that, Jimmy Butler? Saw him all the time! That's the guy you thought you had! That is the truth! 11 points. Cowering in the biggest moments. You know what Jimmy Butler's good at doing? Not enough. And that's what the hell happened yesterday. Look, it was one of those games where usually we're on the other side of, where some guy we don't even care about puts up a career game. Alec Burks had 17 points yesterday, out-dueled Jimmy Butler. I can't even tell you how proud of Bam Adebayo. Never doubted him.
And all that. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
They ought to file assault and battery charges on Bam for what he did to Draymond Green.
That was according to
what they should have put him in handcuffs.
That was an acting job. Look, yesterday, Bam Adebayo, we had a conversation before the game where we were determining who would be the most aggressive, who would have the biggest chip on their shoulder. And one of the things that I mentioned for us to be successful, because I think they could overcome a Tyler Hero 40-point performance. I think they could have overcome an Andrew Wiggins 40-point performance. But if somebody was going to be aggressive for us to win, it had to be Bam Adebayo. And from the opening tip, the man played possessed. It was great. It was great to watch. There was moments from Kalel where there were...
Oh, my goodness. Can I just tell you?
Wow.
That Kalel play...
Yeah.
Will be one of the plays of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
A 7-footer jumping, getting the ball batted, catching it, and laying it up.
Yeah, I've never seen that in my life. Of course, we've seen the Dwayne Wade trick shot against Detroit where he's falling and it's over the head. Like, we've seen a bunch of different trick shots. I've never seen
someone. But you ain't seen nobody catch their own batted ball.
And dude, yeah, no.
And lay it up.
That was
with the spin to get the ball over there.
No, that was amazing. That was amazing. And that was obviously pure luck, but the things that he did that involved skill, that block on Jimmy Butler.
Can I just also say this?
Yeah.
I have never seen a player cover more ground to block a three without fouling like Andrew Wiggins did a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has to have the reach of a baby condor. Because very rarely do you see somebody contest the three from the paint,
yeah,
and get a hand on it. So
he has a 7-foot wingspan.
It was a good game. It was fun to watch. I like the fact that I think as this is played out, I think everybody is kind of finding their niche and just playing basketball. So, for example, Bam got to touch the ball on every possession. He does. There can't be moments where you dribbling around a perimeter and Bam doesn't get the ball. Because basically what he does is him being on the perimeter and being able to take his guy off the dribble. And then that frees up the alley-oop for Kalel.
Yep. Which we saw.
And that frees up guys for the three.
Yeah.
And I just noticed when they move around and hit these guys, and when Bam takes somebody off the dribble, a big off the dribble, it just opens up so many things. And I was amazed. Now, I will tell you this. I've had a couple of colonoscopies.
All right.
And you know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know the prep. And when I watch a Heat game, I'm always getting into the third and fourth quarters waiting.
For, yeah.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was, even though that game was dominant. I mean, from start to finish. Dominant.
Yeah.
On both sides of the ball.
I was awaiting a letdown.
I still was kind of waiting for that run. I was still waiting for when Jimmy started to try to take over. And then he just stopped.
Yeah.
And contrary to popular belief, that's what he did here. What? In his last year when he was playing. And what I would say to people, and again, this has nothing to do with Jimmy Butler's ability, but he's older. And when you watch him play, trying to be the number one on that team, it had to remind you of what the Heat were. It had to.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can understand that if that is what your team look like and your GM and your and your owner decided we don't want more of that, it's time for us to move on from that, then that's fine. And who cares about the blame? Who cares about the way Jimmy left? The fact of the matter is that the reason why Jimmy Butler is not in a Miami Heat uniform is because that's what it looked like. And so many times we've come in here the day after a game saying, I need Jimmy to be more aggressive. I need Jimmy to take over. 30-year-old Jimmy could take over. 35-year-old Jimmy, not so much.
It was a very familiar Jimmy Butler on the court yesterday.
Right.
But look, there was things that happened beforehand. There was things that happened during the game, and there was things that happened after. I didn't even know.
Did they do a tribute?
They did indeed do a tribute video. But I actually have a surprise for you, Leroy. Don't say I never got you anything. I know you've been working real hard this Lent season, making sure that you've held up your end of the bargain. So my reward to you is, we're going to bring the show pony on, and we're going to bring him from his vacation to show us a little love.
Wait, does he have to do the Stephen A? I had to come on vacation.
Had to come on vacation just to describe the sights and sound from being boots on the ground yesterday. So let me just tell you that these headlines were brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. When we come back, 15 minutes of heat. The show pony makes his triumphant return to the show to describe all the sights and sound from Big Face Loser's return to South Florida. Minutes of heat here on the Tobin and Leroy show. It is Frog Week. Said it multiple times. Better than Shark Week. But nothing better than seeing Jimmy Butler lose yesterday.
Basically, you're a water person without teeth.
I'm not sure. I feel like that was offensive. I'm not sure, but I do feel like that was offensive. 15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in Hollywood Kia. Or make sure you shop online at HollywoodKia.com. We have none other than Mr. Boots on the Ground himself, the show pony.
You don't have to do it again because you made a point to do it right after the game with all your credentials on.
What a time. Well, I was under a stairwell so nobody could see me.
Hey, so let me ask you this, because I told him watching the Heat is the equivalent to getting your second colonoscopy. Mm. You know what's coming, but you brace yourself for it. When it got to the third and fourth quarter, were you still waiting for that thing?
Yeah, I think Kuminga hit a three to get it to eight, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
The cheeks tightened.
And they kicked a couple of balls around in the paint, and I'm like, oh, hell, here we go.
Yep.
I will say this. I was so impressed with Andrew Wiggins defensively. I have never seen a guy get from the paint to the three-point line and get a hand on the ball.
It's impressive.
And he did it a couple of times. It was crazy.
Impressive wingspan from him. I mean, honestly, it was funny. All the new guys really made such a force defensively, because you had Davion Mitchell with that big steal and score to start the fourth. Slow-mo with the little back tap.
Slow-mo.
His nickname is so fitting. Right?
So slow, dude.
He is so moving. Slow. I don't care how up and down the court the game is going, slow-mo is going at his pace.
Working at his pace. But it was Goosey's, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like it was a night that you know, obviously was highly anticipated. Mm-hmm. And kind of made better by the fact that Steph Curry wasn't there, because it was like, here you are, buddy. You're all alone. You're by your lonesome. You got your new BFF, Draymond Green. Do something.
By the way.
Flopper.
I said this earlier. Bam should be arrested.
Mm. Oh,
what he did to Draymond.
For the elderly abuse.
The whole game. Had him crying and begging for calls, and
you want to know something? He makes Kyle Lowry towards the referees look cordial. Like he is, he loses when Tyler got that foul on him. He legitimately, I think, was done for the game. He checked out because all he could focus on was whining at the referees.
Whining,
insufferable, dude.
Whining.
But it was. So when you saw the Kalel play,
ooh,
did you about lose your mind?
Dude, it was, I was like, I just see a hallucination? What is that?
Right. 7 points.
He's unbelievable. He is so good. He got a block, the block on Jimmy, the alley-oops when they find the lob. But then like some of the touch that he had, like they threw a double team and he's just like, feathery touch over you. It was smooth yesterday from Kalel Ware. Looked amazing.
He has a lot of slow-mo traits, but with more athletic ability, right?
Yes.
Because he does move. Like, he's not, like, even when he runs up and down the court, he's moving, but it just seems like, you know,
he glides.
So did you see my text? What did you think of my text?
Which ones? You texted a lot.
The one with Jimmy. I said, watching Jimmy by himself on the Warriors.
He's proud of this take.
Looks like Jimmy when he was with everybody with the Heat.
I mean, it was honestly, I think the thing that was cool about it from Miami's standpoint is they took away the one thing that he is good at no matter what, which is getting to the free throw line. They didn't foul him.
Yep.
They just kind of they took him on straight up and like, go ahead, do something. And a lot of the times he was tepid. Like he was kicking out to shooters, even at like Tyler Hero, like wouldn't really go at Tyler Hero other than like the first possession of the game. I thought they just did a great job of defending him straight up. Bam obviously came out of the gate. He's just like, let's go. And it was, look, dude, you could cut the game pregame, cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah,
because Bam Adebayo's out there for his normal warm up time.
Yeah.
And who comes strolling on up, giving me a wink? But Jimmy Butler. But no acknowledgement, no hellos, just two ships passing in the night, warming up on opposite sides. And then Jimmy Butler, as Bam is finishing up, you're like, is he going to say hello? Is he going to go back to that? Nope. Just keeps walking with his show pony agent.
And what I would tell you is this.
Ooh.
Nobody has a problem with Jimmy getting his money. Mm. And it's the same thing I said about Tyreek. But you quit on your guys, that carries some weight. That
it really,
how they look at you, how they view you,
yeah,
is totally different. And so if Jimmy had gotten traded and balled out and did everything he could to help the team win up until the point he got traded,
it'd be different.
Right? It'd be different.
Yep.
But I don't care what you think of Pat Riley. I don't care what you think about Mickey Arison. It's the guys that you go to battle with that have a problem with you.
It also was just like the day like he has this whole thing, because I was surprised how much he got booed. It's, but like the comments over the week,
that's what like probably got him booed.
Yeah, he was pissing on Heat culture again, and he's just like, you know, he's bringing up all these comments, and then he has the comment to Taylor Rooks about, oh, Pat better not have anything to say to me, which was like such fake tough guy, because you know Pat's gonna be on his pavilion, you're not gonna talk to him. And I'll tell you one thing, like, he had this awkward, frosty start where, like, he goes to the table afterward, before the game, and, like, blows right past Mickey Arison. Like, he's right there. and just like he's not even there, like he's invisible to go say hi to Reggie Miller.
Well, like, since when is he that close to Reggie Miller? I've never seen him acknowledge Reggie Miller.
Nobody says hello to Reggie Miller. He's very annoying.
It's one of those situations where, you know, Vlad said he could say whatever he wanted. He got what he wanted. But at the same time, you can tell he's feeling a little bit of remorse.
Oh, dude.
He's trying to curb his actions in all of it. Oh, it's 51-49%. Like, yo, man, we know what you did.
Dude, and then last night, I'm like reading the quotes as I'm leaving, because I'm not going to that locker room. But he was, I'm like reading the quotes from Will Manso afterwards. He goes, I wouldn't be the player that it was without the Miami Heat.
Wait, wait, wait.
I thought you said a week ago that Heat culture is just a saying you put around good players. Overrated. And now you got your ass kicked, and now you wouldn't be the player that you were. Damage is done, my friend. I'm sorry. Never wanted him. Oh, glad they got him. You villainy player. Whoa. Basically, Patrick Beverly with a coffee shop. Hit the bricks, dude.
Hey. Can I just say this?
Patrick Beverly with a coffee shop.
Marcos.
Yeah.
First of all, give our man a minus one.
That's a minus
one. Why?
I'm going to explain. Because this. I fought you all year about this. And you said, I quote, I would have paid him. And now you never wanted him.
Never wanted him. Dude.
So let's do this. Let's say Pat Riley was on to something. Because if that looks like this right now, what is Jimmy gonna look like in 2 years?
It's gonna look tough. Okay.
So for all like the people. For all the people, wasn't me, but for all the people, and I'm looking at one right now.
Who?
Who? Ain't an owl on this show. Except one person who wanted to pay him. And I said, you know what this is going to look like in 2 years. And now you have an idea. So you apologize to Pat Riley.
Me?
Yes.
No, I took all the. How am I going to apologize
for you? You said he was wrong for not paying Jimmy.
If anything, Pat Riley owes me. I'm the one who took all the bullets.
Wait. You just flip flopped your butt.
No. I don't have a problem with this decision.
Everybody was nothing.
If anybody's owed an apology, Pat Riley owes me an apology.
Why?
He's the one who went out there and told him to keep. No. He went and said, keep your mouth shut. And everybody didn't get mad at him. They got mad at me. So if anybody's owed an apology, I'm owed an apology and an extension.
Here, let's do this as far as how things went. If you had not asked Pat Riley that question, would he have made those comments? And I would furthermore go to say, you're like the little igniter on the end of a firecracker.
Hard to say.
You took your match and you lit it and blew it up. So
can we talk about this though?
Yeah.
We got a little chance to go on a run here, you know, and now the Bucks are all of a sudden out of the playoff scenario. If we just get Kalel Ware and Nico could be coming back soon, it's possible that this could have been the one step they need to right the ship.
Right. He's back, baby. He's back. He took a break because of GMVP, but now he's back. He's back.
Meep, meep. Alright, if you listen to...
No, so, Smeathan, absolutely not.
So, we should thank Tobin. Smeathan says, so is Leroy saying we should thank Tobin? Without those comments, Jimmy gets his extension.
No, I don't think Jimmy gets the extension anyway, because the whole point of the extension was he doesn't play enough games.
Doesn't seem like we have a grip on this. It's like a greased pig, you know? Like, you know, you're saying one thing but mean the other. I don't know. What I guess we're all just trying to say here is I never wanted Jimmy Butler. Wow. I'm glad that he's gone. Jesus. And we have Andrew Wiggins now, heat lifer, slow-mo heat lifer. Put him up in the rafters. And I wanted to say slow-mo on the jersey.
Slow-mo. Hey, you have to know the heat. Wait, the first sign of petty is giving somebody else your number.
Yeah.
That's the first sign.
You stole a nightlife.
Did you see Jimmy have the shakes before the game?
I did see that. You did mention that.
He's like, what's up with dude?
He's shaking his hands.
Dude, he was grabbing like he was like.
It's a lot of big face coffee. Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, he had the willies going into that game.
Let me just say this. I wasn't surprised. Jimmy is being the same Jimmy that he has been for the last year or so. Right? How many times did we come in here and say, why isn't Jimmy being more aggressive? The team really needs him to be aggressive. He has to be the catalyst. He has to be the guy. And he's deferring to other people. So now I take the same situation and put him on another team. And guess what? He does the same thing. Why? Here's my conclusion to this. In order to get to the foul line on a consistent basis, you have to be able to take that pounding and be extremely aggressive. And I just think that's the part of it that's slipping away. He's tried to become a better three-point shooter, right? But the fact of the matter is, the basketball and the style of basketball that Jimmy plays, he doesn't really want to play that anymore.
And the other thing that was interesting yesterday was he was soft on the defensive side. Like, he's guarding Kalel and Haywood Highsmith. Yeah. It wasn't until the second half started that he started D'ing up Tyler. No interest in defending Bam.
Soft.
I would have thought, dude, all of that talk and all that bluster and all that not wanting to talk to anybody, I would have, hey, D up somebody.
Especially when you see your guy getting sauteed.
Dude. Yeah, there's nothing he could have done about that.
He was making Philly cheesesteaks over there, sauteing onions and the peppers. Like, come on. Hey, Bam, and look, kudos to everybody on the floor with Bam in the heat, because they cleared out. Go cook him.
It was good.
Right.
It was good.
So I think everybody, I tell you what, Respectfully, dude. Because
very respectfully,
dude, if this guy gets anything less than 30 minutes from here on out, I'm gonna be hot.
Well, I need to go back on vacation. Toodles.
Yes, be free, Tobin. Thank you, man. Thank you for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of the week at Peanut Island. I'm not sure if that's where he's actually gonna be, but
Where did my wife, they went to, what's it called, Bathtub Beach?
Yeah, you mentioned that, which I thought was a weird name for a place, but I Googled it. It's real.
Yeah, they went there. You know, they were talking about, you know, they got in the water and you can go way out. Like, the whole little cove is shaped like a bathtub, so
yeah,
it's pretty low. And then Rebecca told me something grabbed her foot and was trying to pull it. She said, I think it was a crab. I said, first of all, crabs don't grab people and try to pull them into the water. Yeah, right? No,
that was.
And I said, you know who that would never happen to? She goes, Daddy. I said, that's right. You know why?
Because, safe.
Yes. Yes. No crabs, no barracuda, no sharks have ever come knock on my door. So I'm not going to go knock on theirs. Y'all think, and I said, that's the intangible side of you. I said, you think. She was
with her mom.
Yeah. You think that them animals ain't going to chew you up? Okay.
J-Fake says, a crab has grabbed me when I was paddleboarding. Like, it's like the only animal she defends is sharks. I don't understand.
Wait. So, wait, if you paddle boarding, how's the crab on top of the water?
I don't know.
When did crabs learn swimming on top of the water?
Look, I think both of you guys are lying, to be honest. It's disgusting.
Really?
I personally
don't agree. Why would I lie about not going to the beach?
That's
it ain't happening. Do you go get in the water and you and your wife and Tadpole go into the water?
Nah. I mean, the water, first of all, my son is still he's figuring out the beach. He just figured out sand recently. He still doesn't understand the concept of this water that, like, you can't control. So when the water's going away from him, he's like, look how beautiful that water looks. And then when it's coming towards him, he's like, I'm going to die. The water's going to get me. And then it goes away, and he's like, all right, well, look, now this is good. We'll keep a distance from ourselves. And then it comes back, and he's like, why is he trying to kill me again? So... he doesn't understand the concept.
He's looking over at you like, it's coming again.
Yes. And then when it's gone, he's like, where'd it go? I don't understand why he would leave. We were having a good time. And then it comes back, and he's like, I'm going to die again.
So it's too soon to start telling about high tide and low tide?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's still figuring it out for sure. Recently, he couldn't understand when he would get sand on his hand, he would try to wipe his hand off with the sand, like he would, and he just wouldn't understand why more would keep coming. He's like, my hands are sandy, and then he'd wipe the ground to get it off of him, and they'd be more sandy, and he'd be like, I don't understand what's going on here. So it's a work in progress. He's good with pools, though. He's good with pools. And you know, pools are safer, Leroy.
Yeah, so absolutely. I'm all for it.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little Cats, Florida Panthers, as they're on a bit of a break right now, but...
They need it. Is Marchand coming back?
He should be coming back soon, but not before. Teams are already determining whether or not they're going to trade for him in the offseason, but he'll be coming back soon. Matthew Tkachuk should be coming back soon, so we'll take a look at more of what the Cats have coming up and a little bit of road to repeat when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
As a business owner, you wear a lot.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
It was cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Who sings that song?
Nah,
you're not going to get this one.
Hold on.
Yep.
I will.
No.
Let me think about it for a second.
Yeah, I know. Because once I say it, you're going to be like, oh, that's right. Yeah.
I can't think of it right off
hand. I know. Foreigner.
Foreigner. There it is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's one of those where it's like, ah, yeah, Foreigner. Right. Anyway, this is a little bit of Panthers as we are on a road to repeat, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
That is right.
You think they put an Arctic vibe because it's the ice den and they're hockey players, so they put Arctic?
I do. I do think that there's social media or media people in general that are that... horny's not the word, but it's kind of just like, you know, like... low-hanging fruit. Of course you're going to do that, you know? I don't know. It just seems like that would make the most sense, but because we are Florida, I would also suspect like a tropical vibe would have been like, all right, cool, I understand that one, you know? But anywho, your Florida Panthers are set to take on the Utah Ukuleles, also known as the Utah Hockey Club, this Friday. I believe they've already landed in town, if I'm not mistaken. Games at 7 p.m. can be heard right here on...
Tomorrow, right?
What's tomorrow? No, tomorrow is Thursday. This is Friday.
Oh, Friday, okay.
Yes,
indeed. No, the Panthers play tomorrow.
No, Panthers play Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Man, I thought they played on Thursday.
Nope, they've had quite a break. I'm not going to lie to you. Their last game being...
They need it. I mean, they sure. Remember, like, they were complaining early about being on the road so much.
Yeah. A lot of action back to... I mean, they got some back-to-backs coming up as well. So, you know, but this is a good time. We got a lot of injuries, so people can heal up. Mark Chan can finally get in the lineup. Kachuk, of course. She's probably not going to be ready anytime soon, but... You know, this gives us the proper amount of time to get into the offseason. Hopefully as healthy as we can possibly be, because we definitely miss Kachuk. We haven't lost too many games, but it's still kind of like you want to see this team at full strength. We haven't been able to see how Marchand fits. We haven't been able to see Kachuk since the Four Nations Cup. So, you know, I'm not necessarily worried, but I am kind of like, all right, I'm ready to see the team now. But, like I said, you still have 2 days until you have an opportunity to catch those Cats. So get those tickets if you haven't already. We've been talking thus far about the biggest story in South Florida, the Miami Heat, being able to topple Jimmy Butler's Warriors yesterday. It was truly a dominant performance. We had Show Pony come on and give
us... Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that was the best game
I've seen. On the Jimmy Butler's Warriors. It's still Steph's Warriors.
Yeah, for sure. But had Steph played yesterday, I would have, you know, definitely mentioned him. But yesterday, Jimmy was a guy. That is what they traded him for. That is the reason why they moved on from Klay Thompson. That is the reason why they moved on from Andrew Wiggins. They wanted to take some of that weight, if you will, that they were complaining about, that Steph Curry burden, and let someone else go ahead and do it. But like you mentioned multiple times, Jimmy is not and has never really been that player. And whenever he's been forced to be that player, he has found success in spurts, but it's not something that's long-lasting enough to the effect of a Steph Curry, for example.
Right.
And yesterday was just another example of that. And, of course, there's some other unfortunate news, obviously, because you don't want to see any good players in the NBA go down. But the story of Damian Lillard came out yesterday of blood clots. And unfortunately being out indefinitely. And it's very easy to look at all the failures of Pat Riley. But even within these most recent moves, how would we feel if we had Dame Lillard? We had given up a majority of the team. We have a Jimmy Butler that barely plays. And now we have a Dame Lillard who has blood clots. How would we feel in that sense about Pat Riley's success, even though he went and he was quote-unquote successful in obtaining these stars? In retrospect, it kind of seems like, you know, not that Pat knew this was going to happen, but it's kind of like maybe we ended up in the place we were supposed to be. With Khalil Ware, the future of the franchise, looking as great as he did on the court yesterday. Bam Adebayo beginning to take that step forward. Tyler Hero becoming an all-star. The youth that we've drafted and that we picked up seeming like they're turning the corner. Maybe it's not over for these Heat. Maybe it's not over for these Heat, Leroy. But we will continue to talk Miami Heat. We'll hear from the players. Steve Kerr takes a shot at Miami on the way out.
Really? Why?
You know, we'll hear about it next hour, how he disgraced the Miami Heat fan. We'll get some more perspective of how things were yesterday, boots on the ground. And, of course, because it's Frog Week, you know that we have games galore. We'll be playing Family Feud today. We have our Wednesday favorite, Rats Off a Ship. And you never know what other kind of surprises are going to be hopping on by during Frog Week, including, I think Vlad's going to be here any minute now. With that being said, let's go ahead. And
You and Vlad weren't on the same page?
You know, he's got some stuff to do. I think I don't know if he has Jay Crawford necessarily, but I think he has like another thing that he does. I'm not sure. You know what? God bless him. Anyone who's trying to do whatever they possibly can to survive in this South Florida economy, I can't complain at all. But anyway, hour two when we come back.